Amen. We want to come today as we had a week of Thanksgiving, amen, or a day of Thanksgiving, wherever you had. In my case, it's half a week. So I'm going to need a week to recover. You know how it is when you go on vacation because you need to get away. Then when you get back, you need a week to recover from vacation. So, but God is good. I'm glad to be in the house of the Lord this morning with some folks that love God. Amen. We want to receive from the word of the Lord today. Amen. Do you love the Lord? That's it. Give him a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's just ask God today as we start here today to speak to our hearts, to speak to our children, to anoint our teachers. Amen. We want the will of God to be done. That's why we're here. Amen. We don't just come to warm a pew. We come to worship the Lord. Amen. So I just encourage you to be sensitive. If somebody's here and needs a touch from the Lord, ask God. Say, Lord, put them on my heart. I want to pray with them, encourage them. Amen. To get what they need. Amen. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we love you. We thank you, God. We just ask that you just touch us right now. Let your will be done here this morning. Speak to our hearts. We give you the praise, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, for another time to come and worship you. Bless your people in a mighty way, Lord. And all those that aren't here or on their way, bless them. Keep your hand upon them. Lord, we give you the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Stand with me as we read the word of God. Turn, if you would, in your Bibles to Matthew 15. We're going to continue with our series, Ordinary People. And today I want to talk to the Syrophoenician woman. She's a woman of faith. Amen. And that's what we all want to be, is a person of faith. God, help me to trust in you. Help me, God, to believe in you. Lord, no matter what. Amen. God responds not to your need, but to your faith. So if you need God to move, you need to show God you have faith in him for whatever your need is. Amen. And so we want to understand that today. Matthew 15, verse 21 through 28. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyrian Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee, even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Folks, as I teach here this morning, I want you to try to fit yourself into this passage of Scripture. And say, how easily offended am I sometimes? How upset sometimes do I get at God for not doing what I ask right away? And think about what if he would call you a dog. Okay? Think about this. God is trying to help us to see something here. Amen. And I hope that this morning I can help you to say, I'm going to trust God no matter what. I'm not going to allow myself to be easily offended. Because we have a choice today. We have a choice. You can be seated. The Syrophoenician woman is an example of an earnest, determined seeker. Hear me what I say here, folks. She is an example of a earnest, determined seeker. And sometimes, folks, think about that. How often do we ask God to meet our needs, or do we try to take care of it ourselves, or we, you know, look into other avenues? When God is saying, I want you to seek me. You see, she would not be discouraged. Today, so many people can be discouraged at the drop of a hat. See, but she would not be discouraged, and the Lord held her up as an example of great faith. You see, she was desperate. And when you look at this setting for this story today, this lesson today, it involves Jesus leaving for the first time since his ministry began. He left his homeland of Israel. And the reason for his departure, we're not exactly sure why, but maybe the difficulty of reaching his own people sometimes pushed him beyond the boundaries of his homeland. Now listen to this, folks. You know, we can look at the Israelites sometimes and just think, man, these folks are crazy. But the difficulty of God reaching his people. Who are his people today? We are his people. And does God have difficulty sometimes getting through us? Do we make it frustrating sometimes for God? And sometimes we see God do things to somebody that's not even in the church. Or somebody that we had prayed for and God touches them. But yet in our own needs, they're not being met. Is it God's fault or is it our fault? You see, so here it is. God is going to, he went to Tyre and Sidon, which was the purpose of much needed rest and fellowship for his disciples. But whatever the reason, God went there. His fame preceded him. And news of his coming reached the ears of a Syrophoenician woman. She heard of the miracles. She heard of the wonders that this man performed. And the impossible became possible by his words and touch of his hands. Her faith came by hearing and his accomplishments. Romans chapter 10, 17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So in desperation, this Syrophoenician came seeking the Lord, hoping to be among the first to present her request and petition for help. She knew in her heart that if he could heal and help others, he would also help her and her family. The woman cried to Jesus, saying in Matthew 15, verse 22, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. I think a lot of times, folks, as we don't understand the power of repentance, and every day we need to say, God, help me, forgive me, Lord, for anything that I've done wrong. We need to understand that is a blessing that we can repent and ask God to touch us. Here she is, Lord, have mercy on me. O Lord, thou son of David. Even though she was a heathen, she must have sensed the Lord's authority. She must have sensed his power. She cried out in desperation for mercy. She knew he could bring deliverance to her daughter. She knew that. So following her cry of mercy, the Syrophoenician woman presented her petition to the master. She did not mince words. She made her request immediately. And folks, when we seek the Lord about a need, impressive or articulate language is not necessary. God knows our needs even before we ask. Do you believe that? He knows them. The Bible tells us in Matthew 7, verse 7, says, ask. Well, he knows. He said, ask. And it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. If we have a need, we must ask. The exceptional woman came seeking the Lord, and in desperation cried out to him for help. You see, folks, the Bible refers to the Syrophoenician woman in two different ways. Matthew called her a woman of Canaan, and Mark referred to her as a Greek. The word Greek often was used throughout the Bible when referring to Gentiles. You see, she was a mixture of several different races. The scripture calls her a Gentile because she was not Jewish. Jesus was probably weary from the pressures of his ministry. He usually responded immediately to such a cry for help. The demonic of Gadara cried out unto the Lord and was delivered in Mark 5. The synagogue ruler Jairus came to Jesus and besought him greatly concerning his daughter. Jesus responded by raising her from the dead in Mark 4, Mark 5. But when the Syrophoenician woman made her request, Jesus remained silent. See, the Jews loyal to their people believed that the Lord's lack of response was because the lady was a Gentile, because they despised all Gentiles. They said, send her away. You see, they admonished the Lord when he did not answer, for she crieth after us. Send her away. In other words, don't waste your time on her. Yet despite her background and knowing the Jews' opinion of her, she continued in her plea to Jesus. In other words, I don't care what you think. You're telling him to send me. I'm going to still ask him. Too often we're too worried about what other people are going to think. Right? But God wants to meet your need, folks. But he wants us to do what he asks. And he said, ask. Ask. So, in spite of her background, knowing the Jews' opinion, she continued to plea to Jesus for help. Now, it would seem that the Lord just turned his back on the woman's earnest and suffering when he answered. He said, I'm not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That just seems like the Lord just turned his back on her. You see, but the determined woman refused to take no for an answer. She knew Jesus could help her. And adamantly continued her pursuit of her healing, of her need being met. She worshiped the Master. She worshiped him, sobbing at his feet. Lord, help me. He then made a statement, folks, that would have made many turn away in despair, in rejection. He said, is it not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs? You see, possibly he countered her persistence with such a statement to make his mercy seem more apparent. In other words, salvation was appointed for the Jews, but because his own received him not, the Gentiles, there you go. There's no class up there. You want to get her, brother? The Gentiles had a chance at salvation because the Jews rejected it. So now the Gentiles have a chance. Jesus never meant to portray the woman as a dog. Instead, folks, he knew the time had come to fulfill the purpose for his coming to earth. What was that purpose? Seek and to save that was lost. That's why he came to this earth. You see, the final repulse did not divert this remarkable woman from her mission. Such a statement from the Lord could conceivably have crushed her spirit. But instead, folks, her humility came to the forefront when she acknowledged that she was unworthy of his help. We're all in that boat. Amen? We're all in that. We're unworthy of his help. She did not want the whole loaf of bread. She would be satisfied with whatever crumbs that he could offer her in the way of help. Now, in our days, folks, you see, crumbs, God, that's just not sufficient. God, I want the whole loaf. If I cannot have the whole loaf, just throw the crumbs away. Come on, let's admit it. We have an attitude sometimes, and God sees that. But you see, the faith of this Syrophoenician woman was such that she recognized, hear me, she recognized that even the tiniest fraction of the Messiah's power would be sufficient to meet her daughter's needs. Where are we at in that area, folks? Where are we? See, just the crumbs from God is sufficient for me. I'll take whatever God gives me. I'm not worthy. Come on. You see, God wants us to realize, folks, that we are a child of the King. But, nobody likes somebody that's pompous and snotty. Isn't it nice when you see somebody that has made a lot of wealth or prestige in their family and they're just down to earth? Isn't that refreshing? You think God doesn't appreciate that too? Yeah, they are my children, but they still understand that they are unworthy, and they're thankful for any blessings that I give them, right? So we got to help, understand, God, I am so thankful, God, for whatever you do. And God, even if you don't ever bless me again, what you've done for me is already enough. We need to be that way in talking to God, amen, and understand who we are, and we are saved by grace, amen. She was not at all put off that maybe she would not be given the total of what he represented to his chosen people, but a plain, simple, humble woman presented her petition over and over again, and in so doing, she moved the maker of the universe to act on her behalf. So, folks, listen, Jesus declared that from the days of the Old Testament times, if someone was of a humble and contrite heart, they would not be cast out. Look what God wants to receive from us, a humble and a contrite heart. So somebody that says, I'm not worthy, but God, I know you're able to do this. I know you're able to. Thank you, God, for what you've done for me. Thank you, God, for blessing my life. But it seems that Jesus, on this occasion, he saw the contrite and selfless attitude of this woman, and as an opportunity for mercy and truth to meet together. Although the Lord addressed the woman in a cool, authoritative manner, she reciprocated with humility. He felt the faith. Hear me, the Lord felt the faith. That is what moved it. Amen? That is what moved it. You see, he felt the faith, and the hope of his humble, persistent woman who dared to press forward with her appeal, even after he called her a dog. Even after he told her, I've not come to you, I've come to the house of Israel. But he then, because of her humbleness, because of her faith in him, knowing that I can just reach out to God, and he can do this miracle, he then demonstrated again that he was the loving Savior of all mankind. The Syrophoenician woman had great faith because she believed in him, although she was a Gentile. Now, the appropriateness and the humility of her answer captivated the Savior of the world. This woman continued to show faith in spite of what appeared to be a closed door. She heard the Master gently answer, O woman, great is thy faith. What an awesome compliment for the Lord to bestow on this lowly woman. She was a Gentile, folks. The Syrophoenician woman had great faith because she would not be discouraged. You hear what I'm saying? I've not come to you. I've come to the house of Israel. Go away from me. I'm not going to take the food for the house of Israel and give it to the dogs. She would not be discouraged. Where are we at today on that? I will not be discouraged, God. I know you're able. Maybe it hasn't happened when I wanted it to happen, but I know you're able. She refused to be discouraged. She had a need. We have needs here today. Come on. We need God to move in some areas, and people may know, or in our health or in our finances, whatever it is. Do you have a need? Refuse to be discouraged. Now, when she first approached Jesus, he did not even acknowledge her with an answer. Still, she refused to be discouraged. She had a need. And then Jesus then told her he was sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. She did not balk at that statement, but continued to earnestly entreat the master. And in spite of his rebuff, she worshiped him and again asked for help. The final statement would have driven many from the presence of the Lord, but not this lady. Instead, she responded with humility, willing to accept whatever that he could give her, even if it was just crumbs. Jesus met her request with silence, rejection, rebuke. She turned each statement into a positive reaction. That's something to think about, folks. Her persistent faith brought her to a place where God moved beyond the constraints of the old covenant. Obstacles continued to meet the Syrophoenician's request for mercy. You ever feel like sometimes you're running into a brick wall with your prayers? Don't stop, folks. Don't stop. Amen. She had to overcome the intimidation of approaching a group of people who considered her as someone worth nothing more than the slang term dog. It must have been difficult for her, but she had made up her mind and she would not waver from her mission. You see, folks, we believe that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Usually, we can really stand by that when we're telling somebody else they need to ask God to touch them. Huh? But when it comes to us and we run into that wall, huh? Right? We walk away with our tail between our legs. But she would not. She kept going back. And it's not only what we're reading God to. We also read that the disciples say, send her away. Just think about it. If you walked up here and I said, pray for yourself. Everybody else like, yeah, pray for yourself. Huh? Would you stand here knowing that you can still be blessed? See, folks, her persistence. See, again, folks, understand this. It's not your need that moves God. It's your faith that moves God. No matter how many obstacles sometimes come your way, God, I know what you're able to do. Come on. And she had only heard about it, folks. She'd heard about him. And she's made up in her mind, if he can do it for them, he can do it for me. And in many ways, she was far better than they, because a lot of them didn't have the faith in him like she did. But what do we say today? If he can do it in the Bible times, the things that I read in the Word of God, he can do it for me. Come on.
And now you have this example also. If he can do it for the Syrophoenician woman, he can do it for me. Come on. No matter what, she would not give up without her blessing. She persevered in her quest, just as Jacob of old wrestled with the angel on that lonely mountainside, folks, in Genesis 32. And God only requires that we have a small portion of faith. In Luke 17:6, and the Lord said, "If ye had faith as the grain of a mustard seed, ye might say unto this sycamore tree, be thou plucked up by the root, be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you." See, the relentless pursuit of the Syrophoenician woman far exceeded the Lord's requirements of us. Far exceeded it. The approval of the master was evident when he spoke these wonderful words in Matthew 15:20. "O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt." You see, folks, Jesus succumbed to the supplication of the Syrophoenician woman and rewarded the faith found in her humility. It was as if he said, "Okay, you win." But in spite of the silence, in spite of the rebuff, in spite of the criticism, you persisted and believed that I would help you. So now I will reward the faith that you displayed. You see, folks, the limits Jesus set forth were intended for a purpose. Determination and resolve became apparent that day for all present. So here, this is an example, folks. Many of us never meet these types of obstacles. But God's saying, look, I don't care how deep the obstacles are, you continue to have persistence. You continue to believe in me. Determination. Your determination in believing in your God. Your resolve, amen. Folks, they become apparent. And that day it became apparent. And maybe Jesus wanted everyone in the crowd to see one simple Syrophoenician lady present to the world the kind of faith that the Messiah would consider great faith. The woman disappeared down the dusty road, confident in what would be the Lord had told her. Who could tell what joy must have filled her heart? She had stepped into an arena of faith. She must have understood that the master had given her an opportunity to witness to the world of the nature of great faith. Folks, God still wants to use people to show the world if you have faith in him, he'll bless you. God still wants to use people. Amen. And I'm asking us here today at Church of Pentecost, are you willing to step up to the plate and say, "I know a God that is able. I see what God has done in my life, and I know what God is still able to do in my life, and I want to be an example to my world of how great God is." In a world today that many don't believe in God, we need to step up and say, God is still able. If he did it then, he can do it today. And you can be that testimony of what God can still do today. A lot of people want to believe that the enemy has tricked them into believing that they're just good old stories, fables, and things in the Bible. But we, folks, we need to show them that the church is still in existence today. The book of Acts does not have an end to it, amen? It never said amen because this is still the book of Acts, amen? We are living the book of Acts. And we need to show people that God still saves today, that God still does deliver today, that God does heal our bodies. He does heal our relationships. And on and on and on. God can do anything. The Syrophoenician woman carried no genealogical credentials that would have made her immediately included in the ministry and miracles of Jesus Christ, but it did not deter her. This desperate, faith-filled Syrophoenician woman implored the master for mercy. She reached through the veil of the generation boundaries and found a handhold on the coming new covenant. And maybe, folks, maybe the greatest desire of the Lord that day was that everyone present could see what he knew already to be. The humility, the sincerity, the total absorption of faith of this woman. Jesus knew what she was and why she had come, and that she would not be turned away. He knew that, folks. His comments were not to insult, but to offer to every person in history a pattern by which they could approach God. His words assured us that he will not turn away those who are humble and contrite. Psalms 34:18, the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as to be of contrite spirit. Isaiah 57:15, for thus saith the high and lofty, one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place, with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, to revive the heart of the contrite ones. John 6, verse 37, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. Bowing that day, imploring and recognizing Jesus as her total source of help, the woman cried out without bitterness or any sense of rancor concerning his words. She left a testimony of strength for anyone who might follow. That's awesome, folks. She left a testimony. And yes, folks, asking God to heal you, asking God to heal a relationship, asking God to bless in finances, asking God whatever it may be, you put it in the line, folks, leaves a testimony. Are we leaving a testimony for others to see? You see, I'm sure that this lesson can help you today. And I'm sure that maybe you're walking out of here a step higher with your faith and knowing that you seek God no matter what comes, my faith can be blessed. And you have that testimony to tell others. You have a testimony that other people can have hope. If God can do it for them, he can do it for me. Amen? Don't let things hinder you from what you know you can receive. Come on. Folks, leave a testimony like this lady. The Syrophoenician, she left a testimony. I'm thankful for this story in the Word of God. Amen? That is a help to me. Amen? That God wants us to have faith in him and trust in him. It doesn't matter for what the reason. God wants to bless those, amen, that trust in him. Amen.